It is a Tuesday. Time to be joined by our K-State insider, Mr. Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com. Riley, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Wade. I'm good. I've had a few weeks here now where we haven't had to do any road traveling, so I'm actually kind of rested for once.
You didn't get the assignment to go to the Virgin Islands, huh?
You know, we actually looked into it. The plane tickets weren't that bad. It was the hotel, because there's only like one hotel on the entire resort, and I want to say it was like high 200s or something per night, and you're going to be there like four nights.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, they haven't rebuilt everything down there because of the hurricane. I know the resort we stayed in a couple of years ago covering the women, that resort hasn't even been reopened yet, I was told by Randy Peterson the other day. So, yeah, it probably was better that you didn't go down to cover them. But let's start with the men's basketball team. We've talked so much about football up to this point. But, you know, we mentioned last week, Riley, that the offense was struggling, but it should come around at some point. And one of the goals for the seniors was to win an early season basketball tournament, and K-State men get it accomplished last night with a win over Missouri.
Yeah, you know, that was it was a really good win, I think, for this team to go down there and really kind of take care of business for three games in a row. You know, I will preface it. I will say that I don't think that was exactly the best gauge of where this team is. I mean, that tournament, I'm going to say this as nicely as I can for the other six teams or whatever. There was about two teams in that entire tournament that I really kind of respected, and that was K-State and Missouri. You know, I just didn't think that was a very good tournament to really gauge where K-State's at for the season. But, you know, also at the same time, I'll play in K-State's favor and say, you know, they went down there and, like I said, they took care of business. You know, they slaughtered Missouri. They beat Eastern Kentucky really bad in that Penn game. You know, it was a slow start, obviously, a lot of back and forth, and I don't think they played that clean of a game, but, you know, they end up pulling them out kind of there towards the second half, late in the second half, and play a strong final 20 minutes. And so I think you walk away from this tournament pretty pleased with how K-State played. Obviously still some things to work on, and we'll get a real test of where they're at when they go to Marquette here in a week or two. But overall, really good tournament, I think. Nice to pick up three wins and come home with a trophy.
Dean Wade, the tournament MVP, and more aggressive, a little bit more assertive in those last three games of the Virgin Islands. Barry Brown, solid as always. No, Kamau Stokes, you know, he caught a lot of heat, I think, from K-State fans last year, especially when he came back from the injury. And those that I've talked to, and you could probably go ahead and confirm this for me if you know the same thing, but they had told me that, listen, Kamau was really never quite 100% once he came back. And I'm not trying to make excuses for him. He took some bad shots, and they were better with him not on the floor. At many times, they were better with Jada on the floor. But Stokes has had his moments early on this season. The other night, I think 16 points, 38 minutes. And if they could put Stokes and Jada on the floor at the same time on occasion, that makes them tough to defend.
Yeah, it really does. I think Kamau's playing better so far this year than he did last season. And you're right. You know, he was never fully healthy. He was never to that point where you could really feel confident about what he was doing on the floor, because he knew it wasn't his full capabilities. I think he's a lot better than what he put on display last season, and I think we'll see him improve this year. But also at the same time, he's got to stop making some careless turnovers. I think he's trying really hard right now to be, you know, he's part of this three-member senior class that two of them are all Big 12 players, and he wants to be on that recognition too, obviously, and you can't blame him. But sometimes I think he's pressing too hard to score. He's pressing too hard to make something happen with the ball in his hand. And if he just slows down, lets the game come to him, lets his shots come naturally, I think he's going to be a lot better of a player. So if I'm Kamau Stokes and kind of, I guess I'm just taking a step back, relaxing, and like I said, letting it come to me, he's not going to lose his starting spot, okay? It's pretty clear by now. If Bruce Weber was going to bench him for Cartier Jada, he would have done it by now. But I don't think he's going to do it. I think Kamau's going to start the rest of the season. And, you know, if that's the decision Bruce Weber's going to go with, I would personally do it the opposite way. But if that's the decision he's going to go with, then Kamau needs to take full advantage of it and really kind of take it by the throat and prove that he deserves to be in this starting five.
Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com, brought to you each and every Tuesday here on the Sports Ticket by Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. In Kansas State last night, 12 of 24 from downtown. Dean Wade, a very efficient line, 21 points, 8 of 10 from the floor, 4 of 6 from 3. Brown, 7 of 13, 19 points. Snead hit 3 triples last night. They've got more depth. Trice only played 7 minutes last night, but a little bit more depth than they had last year, so it seems, if they stay healthy. But I want to how much spinach did McCall Maween eat this summer? Because this guy has, holy cow, it looks like his jersey's just going to burst. I mean, he's put on 20, 25 pounds, and it looks like pure muscle. Talk about how Kansas State hit the weight room this summer, and they got some guys that have definitely put on some muscle.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Ben O'Donnell here is in his third year as the K-State strength coach, and people were kind of skeptical of him when he came in because, you know, he's not the big scary guy that you're used to coaching K-State's weight training. You're used to Scott Greenwald being in there and yelling in guys' face. He's this big ripped guy. And Ben, if you look at Ben, you would never guess that he's been in a weight room, really. I mean, he's cut, but he's not big. And so you kind of are questionable. But, man, he's really done a really good job. McCall Maween, he's put on like 25 pounds, I think. They said that they did the NBA bench press for the NBA Combine is 185 pounds, and they did that this summer. And if they had been at the NBA Combine, McCall Maween, Barry Brown, and I think you said Dean Wade would have been 1, 2, 3 in the NBA Combine with how many reps they repped out on that bench press. So this team is incredibly stronger, and I think it goes to the fact that they didn't rebound the ball last year very well. I think they wanted to beef up there, and so they hit the weight room pretty hard. And yeah, McCall Maween is probably the poster child for beefing up. I mean, he came in here as this scraggly kid from JUCO, and now he looks like a real force down low. You know, he looks like someone you're going to have to body up against, and that's going to be huge for K-State because you've got Austin Trice being able to rebound in there, but you need you have Dean Wade as well, but you need a true big, someone to really go down there, bang around, and maybe draw some contact from some other bigger guys, get them into foul trouble, and I think that McCall can be that for this team with his size and his physicality.
What are your thoughts on Austin Trice? He only played 7 minutes last night, one rebound, but I would think by the end of the year he's going to be a factor. We've seen some flashes.
You know, Austin Trice might go down as one of Bruce Weber's greatest recruit finds ever, just at K-State, just because of what he brings to this team. And he lives up to the hype. I mean, I know he didn't have a great game last night. His Paradise Jam was a little bit iffy, but how many guys can come in, play 15 minutes, and get 12 rebounds or whatever? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's not going to light up the scoring chart. He's going to score 6 or 8 points a game, but that's fine. You know, you don't need him to come in here and score 15, 20 points. You need that guy to bring in high energy, to get rebounds, like I said, and play a little defense, and that's exactly what he does. I mean, I don't think you can overstate just how important he is when it comes to getting rebounds. And I'm going to be frank with you. I could see them, you know, if they're struggling early in the Big 12 season with, you know, rebounding, getting second-chance points, things like that, I could see them going big in the starting lineup, putting Austin Trice and McCall Maween both in there with Dean Wade, Barry Brown and Xavier Sneed. Maybe you go big. Who knows? But I could see him sneaking his way into the starting lineup one way or another. Like I said, I think it's one of the best finds Bruce Weber's had in his time at K-State, and he's definitely going to pan out to be that. He's going to live up to that hype. And overall, he just brings that teammate continuity, that energy that you really kind of like. Because I've kind of felt like K-State forever kept to themselves, I guess is what I want to say. They were kind of a quiet team, and the fact that they would talk in the media, but they didn't really talk a whole lot on the floor. They didn't really have that attitude that, you know, they didn't have that 2009-10 K-State attitude where we're better than you, we know we're better than you, and we're going to beat you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like they're getting with a guy on Austin Trice on the floor.
Wildcats are 5-0 on the season. They'll be back in action on Saturday at 3:30 there at Bramlage against Lehigh. And yeah, good start to the season for the K-State men's basketball team. Now, the football team is wrapping up their regular season coming up on Saturday. I tell you what, K-State certainly, I think, surprised you, surprised me. I was surprised how the offense, Texas Tech, struggled so much. And K-State's really tough to figure out, or it's tough to figure out teams that play K-State. You know, Oklahoma State lights up West Virginia. They light up Oklahoma. They light up Texas. They come to Manhattan, and they score 12 points. Texas Tech lights up Texas. Texas Tech scores tons of points against Oklahoma. Of course, everybody can, except K-State, because Kansas scored 40 on Oklahoma, which is really weird. And Tech comes in, and K-State seems to have their number. They've won the last three times against the Red Raiders. And it'd be interesting to see what happens with Cliff Kingsbury, if he's going to be gone after this year or not, and whether Seth Luttrell would be interested in that job, or maybe he'd be interested in the job at Kansas State if Bill Snyder would step aside at the end of the year. But the point being through all of that is that K-State, one, they are still just one win away from bowl eligibility. When they play Iowa State, it seems to be usually a very close, hotly contested game. And this is the last chance for K-State to be bowl eligible going up to Ames on Saturday night. So I guess I need to ask you, what do you kind of expect to see come Saturday night? Iowa State's eliminated from the Big 12 title picture now with their loss to Texas last week, and Kansas State has something to play for.
That's a good question, man. I still don't know what I'm thinking about this game, and I sat there yesterday. I was setting up our picks for the week, and obviously we do all the Big 12 games, and I'm sitting there, and I picked all of them, and then I got to K-State, Iowa State, and I still haven't picked it. It's still blank on my sheet, and I don't know. It's so tough because, like you mentioned, Iowa State's out of contention for the Big 12 championship. I thought they were going to be playing with some energy and passion for that game. Obviously, if that would have been the case, I would have picked Iowa State easily. But it's got to take a little bit of wind out of your sails, you know, when you lose your chance to play for a conference championship, and now you're just playing for a better bowl game along the way. And K-State, on the other hand, is playing with a lot of energy. You're at a lot of confidence right now, and instead of going to Ames with already seven losses, you're going in there with six and a chance to make a bowl. You got to think that K-State has the emotional advantage, but do they have the physical advantage? Do they have the talent advantage? And I just don't know that. Right now, I don't know who's better. I think Iowa State probably has the overall better team, but K-State's defense has been playing so well recently that it's not Iowa State's defense I'm afraid of. It's the offense I'm afraid of. But with this K-State defense, you got to think that K-State would be fine. So, you know, there's a lot of things I think could happen in this one. You do need to factor in that it's going to be a cold night game in Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State does not lose very much late in Ames. So it's really a toss-up game for me right now. I can't believe it's a 14-point spread in Vegas for Iowa State. That blew my mind.
Uh-huh.
But I think right now I would probably take Iowa State, but that's just kind of gut thing going off of my first instinct rather than looking at the numbers and everything like that. But this is a matchup that really intrigues me and really could mean a lot for the future of K-State football.
Okay, so let's present the hypotheticals. If K-State wins, that makes them bowl eligible. They go to a bowl, you know, like you mentioned before, it might be the Cheez-Its Bowl. Who knows what bowl they're going to go to. It is a bowl, as Dalton Reisner said, you know, when they're 3-6. Listen, if we win our last three games and then we win a bowl game, I consider that a success considering where we are. Now, most people would say it's not that successful of a season because there were higher expectations of being 7-6 and winning a bowl game that you may or may not remember the name of. At the same time, he has the point that you rally, you win your last three games. So if Kansas State beats Iowa State and they make it to a bowl game, or should I say it this way, is there a difference between whether K-State wins or loses this game in regards to Coach Snyder's future at K-State?
Yes. I can't say definitively yes, but I think there could be. I think if K-State loses on Saturday, we're for sure getting an announcement the coach is going to step aside. Whether it's in the very next day, I would anticipate that we have a decision within 7 days of losing that game. I would have to think that. I can't think that he would be back after a 5-7 season, considering all things, and you miss a bowl with everything that's happened. I would imagine a loss means he's done, and we would hear of it within a week. A win, I have no idea, honestly. Everything we're being told, everything we're hearing is that no matter what we're hearing, that he's probably going to step aside after the year and it's just going to take the season's conclusion. But, you know, we know Bill Snyder. We know what he's kind of like. And if they rattle off a really big win here in Ames and then they go to some bowl game, whether it's a big one or not, and they get a win, you know, you win seven games, you've got a lot of your team coming back, and maybe you want to go again for another year. And I just don't know. Like I said, I confidently feel that he's done if they lose, and I still feel pretty sure that he'll be done if they win, but I just can't sit here and guarantee you that he's going to be done if they pull out a win this weekend at Ames because he's so back and forth with his decisions. He's so up in the air all the time, and I would imagine that if he had firmly decided on something by now, we would probably know by now, and, you know, get a little bit of inspiration going into Ames rather than following that game, which could be a loss.
doesn't K-State need to know win or lose after this game, whether he's coming back next year or wants to come back? Because if you make a bowl game, your bowl game, I don't know what date it's going to be, but we know the signing period, December the 19th, a date certainly at KU is marked. That's why they had some urgency getting a head coach in place, and they got Les Miles. It sounds weird, but a win kind of puts K-State in a precarious situation, doesn't it?
Well, you would think so. I think, like you said, you've got to have it regardless. Personally, I think the announcement should be made one way or the other on the Sunday after Iowa State.
Yep.
You know, I think that's when it should be made, because even if they win the bowl game, and even if they win at Iowa State and make a bowl game and he decides he's done, K-State needs time to get out there and actively push this job.
Yes.
They need to give the new guy time, like you said, to recruit for this national signing day coming up. And it's going to put K-State in an incredibly tough position if he waits until, because the earliest bowl game they're going to play is December 22nd or 23rd, one of those two, the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth. And let's say they make that bowl game and you play that one and then you're going to make a decision after that. You're looking at almost New Year's Eve before you have a decision one way or the other on Bill Steiner. And if you were done on December 30th, I don't know who you're getting at this point, because I think all the coaches are going to be pretty well nagged up by then. I don't think there's going to be really anybody out there on the coaching search that you're going to find that you're really happy about after or in late December, early January, unless that would be a guy like Brent Venables, who would wait until Clemson's season is over. And I don't think that's going to happen. So, frankly, I think that Bill Snyder, K-State, they owe it to each other one way or another, regardless of a win, regardless of a loss, regardless if he's done or if he's staying. I think we should have a definitive answer on Sunday as to what he's going to do next season. That way everybody can prepare for what's in their best interest next season. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have an answer. You know, even if they lose, I don't think we'll have an answer on Sunday. I think he'll drag it out a little bit longer, and unfortunately, I think that's going to be the situation we find K-State to be in, which is an incredibly tough one.
Yeah, no question. I don't know if you caught this or not. I think you did. On the TV broadcast, one of the announcers said that they had talked to Coach Snyder in prep for the broadcast and asked him about coming back next year. And he said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, if the president and the fans and such want me gone, then I'll be gone. Does that sound like a guy that's willing to step down?
No.
Exactly. It's what you and I talked about last week. If he does step aside and resigns, it will be a forced out resignation.
That quote was incredibly telling to me, and that's why I typed it up in the middle of the game and tweeted it out, because to me that says Bill Snyder doesn't want to be done.
Yep.
Or maybe he doesn't think he should be done, and he doesn't want to make it look like he came to this decision on his own. So what's he going to do? He's going to paint it as it was somebody else's call. It was somebody else forcing him out, and that way somebody else can be the bad guy, and it looks like it was an ugly end to a situation that he probably was the cause of. Noteworthy that he didn't mention Gene Taylor in that quote, I think. You know, he just said the president, the players, and the fans. Didn't say the athletic director, you know, his boss. So it's a weird situation, and like I've said for a few weeks now, I think it's only going to get uglier before it gets any prettier.
Yeah, we had the situation with K-State fans, a lot that I know of here locally, with Bruce Weber before they made the run into the Elite Eight last year. And that was, there were K-State fans that I know that actually were kind of hoping, or outwardly saying they were hoping K-State would lose because they wanted Bruce Weber gone. Which seems weird, because if you're a K-State fan, you would want your team to win, wouldn't you? But having said that, I think there could be a case to be made here that if you're a K-State fan and you want a change at the top and you want a different head coach and you think Bill needs to go, then you really should be hoping for K-State to lose this game Saturday. Does that sound weird?
I mean, it sounds weird, yes, but it's not shocking to me. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I heard a lot of people on the camp, like you said, with Bruce Weber that one year, and it's tough to argue with that. You know, now hindsight's 2020,
sure.
and it seems stupid, but at the time, you're looking at it and you're saying, Bruce Weber's not getting the job done, and I want what's best for the future of K-State basketball. You know, that's what people were saying, and what was best at the time was probably a change. And now credit to Bruce Weber for coming back, for riding the ship and everything like that, but the thing is, Bill Snyder's not going to write this ship anymore. You know, he's not going to come back for year 28, 29 and put him back in the Big 12 contention race. That's just not going to happen. And that's why when you say, I just want to look best for K-State football, it's probably a change. And, you know, I've been arguing a lot of this on the boards right now with some people that are kind of older and they don't want to see him go and they believe he's earned the right to stay as long as he wants. And it's not about being anti-Bill Snyder or anti-K-State. You know, you can want to change without hating one of the two parties, you know. Just because you think it's Bill Snyder should step aside and call it a career does not mean you're anti-Bill Snyder. It doesn't mean that you don't like him. It just means that, you know, it's run its course and you don't want to see the legacy burn down like it kind of is starting to right now. And unfortunately, that's kind of the direction we're headed right now. But a loss could mean that, yes. So, I mean, if you're really openly campaigning that you really want this to happen, I mean, you know, unfortunately, a loss would, in my opinion, propel that. It would definitely confirm that he's done. But who knows? Maybe a win does that, too. He's just such a tough guy to read, and unfortunately, we just don't have any clarity right now. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. I think K-State fans deserve clarity. I think Bill Snyder needs to stop with this charade, this hiding behind every answer every time you're confronted about it. I think he needs to address the situation. I mean, stop pretending like you're the young coach you once were. Stop pretending like everything is okay and there's nothing bad right now with K-State football. I think you got to be honest. You know, if you're honest and you actually address the situation, you're going to give fans a little bit of clarity and a little bit of closure. I think that's what they deserve. As fans, are going to come out and brave the 17-degree wind chill,
yeah,
and 30-mile-an-hour winds to watch you play Texas Tech. I think they deserve better.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Kudos to those fans that are out there. They're either real fans or crazy. And I mean that as a compliment to support the team out there on Senior Day. And I think, you know, for the team and the players and those involved, it'd be really cool to go to a bowl game considering they were in 3-6. But the future of the program, if that means that Bill Snyder stays as a head coach going into next year, I don't see things getting a lot better because of how far they're behind on the recruiting trail now. We mentioned how KU only has one commitment, but K-State only has, I think, 8. So things don't seem to be going the right direction from that standpoint. I think the ideal situation would be that either Sunday or Monday, whether they win or lose, Bill Snyder has a press conference and lets everybody know what his plans are. The only problem is if he wants to come back and K-State needs more time to try to coax him into retirement a second time, then that conference is not going to happen that quickly. To me, the only way there's going to be a quick conference either Sunday or Monday after the regular season's over, win or lose against Iowa State, would be if Bill Snyder is completely willing to step aside. And you and I both agree that he's not, which means I think K-State's going to need more time, maybe a good week, to try to convince Coach Snyder, okay, you really do need to step aside. And then hopefully you still have enough time to go find your coach and you can win one for the Gipper for a bowl game, whatever it is, whenever it is, whoever you play. I think that might be the best case scenario for K-State fans, is that it might take a little bit longer to convince Bill to step aside, because I have a hard time believing Sunday or Monday after the regular season's over, win or lose, Bill's going to have a conference and say, okay, I'm stepping away for the betterment of the program.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's not like you're going to finish that game in Ames and you're going to get on the team plane and decide sitting there. You know, I think is that, you know, you're not going to come to that conclusion, and I don't think he's come to any sort of conclusion yet. So, like you said, I don't think you're going to get that announcement. I don't think you're going to get what I believe should happen. And, I mean, unless they've started a plan, you know, unless they know that, hey, on Sunday we're doing this, it really screwed me because I'm not going to be back from Ames by time for that. But that's what you need. That's what needs to happen. And I guess my question is, if it doesn't happen then, when is it going to happen? You know, when's the right time, man? Is it a random Thursday afternoon? Is it 2 weeks, you know, a day before Christmas? Like, there's no proper time if you don't do it this Sunday, in my opinion. And that's why I can't comprehend why it's taking so long, why we can't come to this conclusion. And to me, this game shouldn't affect Bill Snyder's, you know. If he's going to come back, he's going to come back. And I don't think that a win or a loss to Iowa State should influence that.
I agree.
If he's going to be gone, he's going to be gone. And I don't think a win or a loss should influence that. And unfortunately, that's not the case. But I don't understand how he can sit there and you know, tell people that he hasn't made the decision yet. Oh. You got to think that he's leaning one way or the other, and that he's kind of made up his mind so far. And that goes back to kind of what I was saying about the, you know, about some things earlier. I think that people deserve better than this up in the air. It's almost December, and we still don't know who's going to be our football coach next year.
You know, honestly, this whole thing at the end of every year, I look at things. I don't buy it. It's just me. I've said this for a long time. I've been consistent with this stance. He is a lifer. He is a coach. It's been well documented. He put coaching and his profession above family. He loves football. It's what he knows. Why would he willingly step aside from that if he still enjoys coaching? And which I don't know. Maybe he doesn't enjoy it like he once does because he's, you know, obviously been upset with the media at times. He's thrown some players under the bus. But deep down, this is a guy that this is what he knows, and that's coaching. And if he has any chance to stay on as coach, to me, Bill Snyder has known for a very long time, unless something health-wise pops up, that he wants to be the coach next year. And I think deep down, I truly believe he wants to be the coach and keep coaching as long as he can. And then it's just a matter of if he's a proud enough man to come out and say, okay, it's time to turn it over to somebody else. Or if you want to say he's stubborn and he doesn't want to go out this way and he thinks he can turn it around again, which I understand if he thinks he can turn it around again because he's done it multiple times before. So I get that point. But I just don't buy the, well, at the end of the year, I kind of look at everything and decide what I'm going to do. Come on. You already know where you're leaning. I think he's already made up his mind. It's just a matter of people can convince him otherwise.
I agree with that. And, you know, I think that's why you haven't come to this,
yes,
this calm resolution, this shared decision. And that's why you're hearing that so many people are saying he's digging his heels in. You know, I think you have a large majority of K-State, you know, administrators, boosters, fans, et cetera, have all decided that they want to change. And the one man that is most important in the process has decided that he doesn't want to change, or he doesn't want to leave, or, you know, maybe he isn't sure yet. And I guess, you know, it's so frustrating at that point because this is, for 10 years, this is how you didn't want it to go down. This is how you feared it going down. And it's exactly playing out to be that. And, you know, I would want to tell him, you know, you can't do this forever. I understand that some people have coached longer. I understand that there's the Joe Paternos and the Bobby Bowdens of the world. But it's a different situation. Those staffs did things differently. Les Miles was hired by Kansas 2 days ago, and he's already recruiting in the state of Kansas. He's been calling Kansas kids last night.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, K-State staff is out here preparing for Iowa State, and I understand it. It's good that we want to win the game, but you got to recruit, man. You got to focus on things more than just this season. It's just, to me, it's frustrating, and what Bill Snyder believes is best for K-State football, it looks good on paper. It sounds good in hindsight. You know, we're preparing well for the next opponent, but at the end of the day, is it what's best? Are you best sustaining the future of the program? And the answer to that is no. You know, what are you going to leave the next guy with? You know, I don't even think if you wanted to hand it off to Sean right now, you can confidently say that you're giving him the tools. And maybe he's looking at it like that and saying that he's not proud of where it's at right now, but, you know, I would just argue that he's a big reason why it's there right now. And, you know, like I said, this weekend is very crucial for the future of K-State football. I think, like I said, a loss does cement that decision that a change is going to be made. But, like, I think an opinion should have been made by now. I think a decision should be made public. And, you know, the fact that it's not right now, I guess, overall, it's just frustrating because I think that, like I've said multiple times today, people deserve better than this.
I know we're going a little bit long, but I got to ask you one more question before we're off the wall. And that is, based on what you're telling me, I'm reading between the lines here, is that you and I both agree that Coach Snyder more than likely wants to come back next year. And there's some people believe that K-State's not going to have the stones to actually force him out, that he's done so much for the university, it's going to be his decision. There's other people that do believe, yes, they really are. There's enough momentum, even for maybe some boosters here and there too, that they can maybe force Coach Snyder to step aside. So if we are assuming that Coach Snyder wants to come back next year, does Kansas State have the guts to force the man out?
I think they do.
Okay.
I think they have the financial backing. I think they have, you know, unfortunately, it's going to be Gene Taylor that has to make that decision, yeah. that has to pull that trigger, and I don't envy being him, but, you know, from things I'm hearing, they've got the financial backing, they've got the verbal support, and wow. they just need someone to pull the trigger, which, man, if it comes down to that, that's really sad. That is really sad.
It is. It really, really is. You wish it didn't come down to that. All right, time for off-the-wall question. Thanksgiving in a couple days. I know you like to eat. I like to eat. All radio people like to eat. All media people like to eat. So what's your favorite Thanksgiving food or item?
By the way, Thanksgiving is easily the most underrated holiday of the calendar year.
Amen.
I would almost argue it might be the best holiday out there.
I agree.
You get to eat food all day and watch football and
yes.
and get buy things at a cheap price. This is one of the best holidays. They're very underrated.
I agree.
You know, I think that there's a lot of choices you can go with here. I wasn't a big pie guy for a while, but like 5-6 years ago, I started eating pie, and I love pumpkin pie. I'm a big stuffing guy. That's good, too. But if you're telling me that I can only pick one mm-hmm. dish from a Thanksgiving meal, and that's what I'm eating this year, mm-hmm. I am 100%, without a doubt, picking green bean casserole.
Wow. I like it.
That is so good, and I will definitely eat the most green bean casserole out of anybody at my family Thanksgiving this Thursday.
All right. So everybody that likes green bean casserole, make sure at the family affair get-together Thanksgiving to keep the casserole dish away from Riley, or you might not get any, what you're saying.
Then I don't like green bean casserole. You should definitely not touch it because it's disgusting.
Too late. We can't rewind. I'm sorry. It's live radio. Riley, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and friends, and we will talk to you again next week, buddy.
All right, Wade. Sounds good.
Take care. That's Riley Gates of GoPowerCat.com. He's going to enjoy the holidays with family, well-deserved, and appreciate his insight into the K-State men's basketball program and certainly an insight into the Bill Snyder coaching situation there at Kansas State University. It's got some interesting stuff there, and especially at the end, saying that he does feel that Kansas State University does have the guts and the backing to force Coach Snyder out, that they would have the guts to do that. If Coach Snyder wants to dig in his heels and wants to stay on next year, that K-State sounds like has the backing and has the kahunas to go ahead and tell Coach Snyder, we don't want you back next year. We want to go a different direction. So time will tell. It'll be interesting how this all plays out. Riley Gates every Tuesday, our K-State Insider, brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company here on The Ticket.